This is another edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 11th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. From Reuters, US tax authorities have awarded $104 million to a whistleblower in a major tax fraud case against Swiss bank UBS that widened a government crackdown on Americans avoiding taxes in Switzerland. His role in a tax-dodging case, early 2009 at UBS, resulted into a deferred prosecution agreement and the paying of $780 million in fines, penalties, interest, and restitution. Freed from prison last month was made the reward under the Internal Revenue Service whistleblower program. Ah yes, if you have a government, it will be abused. The moral of this story is that it's okay to be corrupt in the US, but not overseas. I'm thinking election money and influence. Bailouts and corruption are inherently a banker thing. Let's hope public hangings become a new norm well into the distant future. House Speaker John Boehner has just said he's not confident Congress can reach a budget deal and avoid a downgrading of the US debt rating, as Moody's has warned of a one-notch downgrade. Of course, not that it matters. With Uncle Ben around the corner, accountability becomes a thing of the past. No, it's not Obama's fault, it's the debt. Let's all blame the debt instead. Yeah, and, you know, chuck in a couple Muslims as well. People seem to hate them more than the false threat of deflation. As a reminder of the lies, in the past 11 years, cumulative inflation, according to the BLS, is only 29%, while the alternative to government statistic making is 158%. Bernanke isn't an idiot, he's a corrupt fool. Although as a win-win scenario, US nation debt is only up 178% within the same period, beating inflation. Hell yeah, you did it, America! Effective fund rates are down some 96%, with 10-year yields down 67%. All those old people relying on savings love you, Obama. It's just that they express it with their daily struggle and the eating of cardboard three times a day. I love my facts, like my ex-wife hates half the net wealth she inherited from the settlement. All she received was half of my daily roundups. The first 60 episodes, that is. Good luck monetizing on my not-yet-broken voice. Since the second Great Depression officially started in December 2007, entitlement usage is up 21 million, while the number of people employed is down 4.6 million. Ouch, that can't be good for your ego, although Obama doesn't discriminate. According to Tinsa, the general home price in Spain fell 11.6% year-on-year and has recently re-accelerated with a 2.8% drop sequentially. I've heard that things are so desperate in Spain that instead of the traditional bullfight, are now killing bears in the hope of returning the bull mentality. Although the Spaniards were so lazy that they decided to go have coffee with the Greeks and the Italians while leaving the bill to France. Everyone's crazy. Egyptian protesters scaled the walls of the US Embassy in Cairo on Tuesday, and some pulled down the American flag during a protest over what they said was a film being produced in the United States that was insulting to the Prophet Muhammad, witnesses said. But the madness doesn't stop there. Julius Malema, the expelled ANC leader of South Africa, has already been charged with inciting violence and is calling a national strike among miners as he addresses the people, saying, "They have been stealing this gold from you. Now it's your turn. You want your piece of the gold." The tough reality is prices decline, yet costs rise. Something must give. On another note, is there a Julius out there who's not insane? Chinese crude imports have plunged to mid-2010 levels. Could this be China's last stand? Yet it's understandable, with a collapse in Chinese iron ore consumption, electricity production, and luxury good demand, it's no wonder we've eventually reached the arrival of the long-deferred Chinese hard landing. Like Chinese New Year, a real pain in the ass as you awkwardly struggle to speak with your Chinese relatives over the phone. This was a 16% plunge from July's total imported energy needs. Oh dear. Someone's not eating rice tonight. The story of the Fed's three-year auction treasury reads like a romantic love story. $32 billion of three-year treasuries were taken out on a beautiful dinner by the riverside at the second lowest yield ever, implying the dinner was cheap, yet tasted like balls. This treasury also featured a record high bid to cover, coming to the realization that your date is actually an expensive hooker who you're paying for by the hour. Another day, and the can is kicked down the road at an exceedingly fast pace, as people gobble up treasuries like when she went down on you that night. It's not the same when they have no teeth. America's July trade deficit came in slightly better than expected, printing at $42 billion, compared to expectations of $44.4 billion on exports of $183.3 billion and imports of $225.3 billion. Lol, and to think that deficits are treated like a minor scar. Don't worry, Mum, it's only a cut. And before you know it, you're lying there dead on the floor with the SARS virus. Dramatic, but true. Lastly, today marks 11 years since the 9/11 attacks. Whether you think it's an inside job or simply the work of some mastermind terrorists, one thing's for sure. It all affected us profoundly. The death and destruction, or perhaps your newly found passion to expose the government. Personally, I had to miss out on my morning cartoons that very day. As a young child, I was devastated. Although I blame the architects. Maybe next time, build them a little smaller. I'm sorry to anyone offended, but lighten up. Tomorrow's another day. And in our last minute bulletin, Germany says US debt levels much too high. Netanyahu ramps up Iran attack threat. Burberry plummets by most ever, slashes guidance, rattles luxury goods industry as revenue growth. 648 trillion derivatives market faces new collateral concentration risks. Foxconn again faces labour issues on iPhones. Southern whites troubled by Romney's wealth, religion. China's sea not seen in public because of ailment. Another California Muni default. Oakdale, California restructuring debt, planning rate rise after default. Iran gold imports from Turkey surge to $8 billion year to day. Spain's PM expects reasonable terms for any new aid. Bernanke proves like no other Fed chairman on joblessness, ineffective like no other. Democratic convention trumps economic reality as consumer confidence surges. John Lennon's island goes on sale as Irish unpick property boom. That's all we have for today's edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 11th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you can check out more content at our website at www.thefinancialreality.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.